And I'm joined in the studio by Father Gary Jenkins from St George's Church on the Ongar Road. Father Jenkins is here to talk about St George's up and coming events, and he's been with the church for over 30 years. And by the way, the Art Deco church, I didn't know this, was built in 1934 and was built by a Brentwood born and educated architect, Lawrence King OBE.
Yes.
Didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Some people in Brentwood still remember Lawrence King and his sister, Refna. Yep. He was bad on money, and we never finished the church because the money ran out. But one of the first things the congregation did soon after our arrival was to get the West Wall built. Some of you evil men remember horrible little boys climbing up and mucking around on the wooden wall that was a temporary wall that lasted 60 years. But we got a proper brick wall up. We've done a lot of work inside, putting new windows in, double glazing, and getting roof repairs and all sorts of repair work. But the main thing was that west wall. There was great joy. Everybody thought we would never do it. We did it. And I stress, it wasn't me. It was the whole congregation and other supporters doing it.
Tell us about some of the most memorable events that have taken place.
Christmas. The crib services, when we had Dizzy Dino, some of you would know him, an evil lead supporter as the head of the donkey, and a Manchester United supporter as the back of the donkey, carrying Mary into Bethlehem on this last December Christmas Eve. And Dino has a certain link with the dust trade at the corporation, the council dust area. So many of his men would roar with laughter at this, but he made a wonderful head of the donkey. Some said he didn't need a mask. But no, there's this sort of the community coming together to worship, to give thanks to God, to praise God, to bring their sorrows. There was once I did a big funeral, a lot of local men. Not many of them were angels, but they've ever had their halo slipped. But suddenly we heard a police car go by, the siren. I turned to the coffin and said, "Don't worry, Taffy, they can't get you now. They can't get you now." And the cheer in that church, because all those men knew Taffy and they knew their police. And we'll say no more, but there was occasions like that. There was sorrow that poor old Taffy had died, but within 2 hours, that story was being told up in the Rising Sun pub. There's all sorts of things, people coming together with great grief. I'm going to mention her, Michelle Whittle, a local mother who died of breast cancer in her 30s, leaving 3 young children. And, you know, and others. There was a Millennium service on Millennium Day when we rang the bell 2,000 times to celebrate Millennium. Mm. Some of you listening may have been amongst those who rang the bell. All these different things, the joys and the sorrows of lives, we've tried to embrace at St George's and help people to light their candles, to know that God's got his hand on their shoulders.
And you're going to be moving.
Yes, I'm going to go in and help at a parish. I can't say where, because not all the things have gone through yet. Yeah. But all I can say is, many of you know, I support brilliant Bristol Rovers. And this is where I'm going. They are great enemies of Bristol Rovers. It's not Bristol City, but it's somewhere else. And they're enemies of Bristol Rovers. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting when they find out that I support Bristol Rovers.
And what will you miss most about Brentwood?
The walks. I was saying this yesterday. It's so lovely to... I've got no car, but I can easily walk into the countryside. Moors Wood. Weald Park. Via the White Horse Pub. On a bank holiday. The walking, you know, in a way we're so... Brentwood is so blessed. We've got these lovely areas around us. We've also, if you walk to Shenfield Station, like I do at times, 20 minutes from Shenfield to Liverpool Street, then to the exhibitions, the museums, the shows in London. Those with cars, with the motorways when it's working, and the A roads. We're so lucky. And also for me, being a bachelor, the shopping's so easy. Marks and Sparks and Sainsbury's, perhaps I shouldn't be advertising, but you know what I mean. Yeah. And a nice cup of coffee in Wetherspoons beforehand, where I do half my parish visiting, if I'm free on a Saturday morning and can do that. Mm. That type of thing, you know. We are very blessed, I feel, in Brentwood. Schools, the assemblies in the school. Yeah. Leading Larchwood Angels, Mr. Duff, evil Arsenal supporters' angel, singing, "He's got the whole world in his hands." As some of you know, we do a football version. He's got tottering Tottenham in his hand. He's got wobbly West Ham. He's got cheating Chelsea and ugly, evil Arsenal. They always sing that louder to annoy their head teacher.
That's absolutely excellent.
But it's God who's got the whole world in his hands. Sorry, mind them.
Now, talking about celebrations, this weekend you've got the harvest.
Yes, harvest Thanksgiving. And we always have it. It's just St. George's tradition because there's no official date for it. You can have it when you wish, but we always have it the first Sunday in October. And so 10:30 in the morning and 6:30 in the evening. And there's a bring and share lunch in between, a bring and share lunch. That's the way we do. No grand cooking, just people bring and share. And somehow it works. And it's also my chance to say farewell and to thank people for their praying for me and for St. George's and their support over the last 30 years.
Oh, it's lovely to... I've seen you quite a few times. We bumped into each other quite a few times, yeah, along the Ongar Road.
Yeah.
And you're going to be greatly missed.
Oh, but we all come, we all go. It's God, yeah, in the end. Remember, it's not me or any other clergy. It's God.
Yes.
We've all, in our different ways, tried to point people to God. And if I failed on that, sorry, but I've tried.
What's happening during the service?
Well, it's a Eucharist. People can receive their communion or a blessing. It would be thanking God and praising God for the harvest. And if people want to bring tins or packets, that goes to the food bank in Brentwood and to Homestart, helping local families. I've always been touched how people have quietly told me how at one time Homestart helped them. Yeah. Homestart helped them. We also do vouchers. Marks and Sparks and Sainsbury's advertising again, vouchers. £5 to £10 for our retired members of our congregation and other we know who are elderly retired. They can get a little treat. A little treat.
Lovely. It's lovely to see you and wish you all the best wherever,
yes,
you are going. And on behalf of Brentwood, I know you'll be getting lots of thanks and good wishes on Sunday. So thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. And if